Hey, Kylie, what do we do for the first week of football every year? It's like family tradition.
Head on over to Flamin' Joe's.
We do, don't we?
Football.
Football. They have football every week, not just first week, but we've made it our tradition to go first week. And, coincidentally, they sponsor this podcast.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. 26 flavors of wings, 22 flavors of beer. Can't go wrong.
Not at all.
Unfortunately, fall is coming, and as a delivery driver, I don't like that.
No.
But on the plus side...
Football.
Football. Motherfucking football. Vikings. They're going this year.
Are they?
Yeah, with Teddy Bridgewater and shit.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fuck the rest of y'all's teams. Especially the Seahawks.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Them are fighting words.
Fuck Andrew Starkey. Again, brought to you by Flamin' Joe's. Football.
Football.
This year,
maybe make 500. I realize that. I accepted that.
Like, yeah. Next year, I could honestly see him doing okay.
If we had a real quarterback.
Yeah, but right now, you don't. But you made it, though. No, but with the thing that's been going on with the preseason, fucking having your QB, granted, apparently everybody hated him, so they're like, no, that's Gino, darn it. Like, you just saw them, like...
And do it again.
Yeah, they're like, do it again, please. Boom, yes, out for the season!
So what happened in there?
It was over $600 of a plane ticket. Like, Geno Smith, like, apparently didn't have enough money to buy his plane ticket, so he borrowed money from a lineman.
To where? The team doesn't pick that shit up?
It was during the offseason or something.
And, like, he owed him the money.
He owed him the money. He wanted the money. And Gino, like, was mouth off. Well, I'll just pay you whenever I get around to do it.
You're fucking quarterback.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
And he went, sir, I disagree.
I challenge you to a duel.
God. One hit, bitch.
How? Slapped him with the cast iron glove.
The man with the iron face.
For real, yeah. Right? Man of the Iron Fist versus Man with the Glass Jaw.
That's a badass movie.
Man with the Iron Fist?
Or Man with the Glass Jaw.
Because Man with the Iron Fist was kind of lame.
The first one is good.
The first one.
The first one I like. I have two, and Justin was like, I took a picture of it at Walmart.
There's a second one?
And then, I left, because I was like, oh, this might be good. And I left with it and took a picture, and Justin's like, as I'm leaving Walmart, no! Put it back! It's on Netflix! No! And I'm like, well, it's got to be good. It's not.
I literally watched like the first like 10 minutes and I'm like, nope, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm not ruined.
And it was like that same day.
It's like,
that's awful.
Yeah.
For you?
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Yeah, I watched
and
a
it's
lot
Kung
of
Fu.
Movies. We watched, wow. Have you ever seen Zombie Beaver?
Yeah. God, you can't help but finish that movie.
Horrible. No. No, I look at the Netflix screen.
Watch it.
And I'm just like,
nope.
No.
Watch it.
And it's got like one star.
Well, like, nope. Like watch I want I've never seen Sharknado 1 or 2, but I want to see 3.
Don't do it.
I won't see them.
I watched half of Sharknado. Though. I couldn't do it. It was so awful. It's like the biodome.
I have
like,
a guide
so
to
bad.
Survive Sharknado.
Don't be in a coast city.
It came in one of my loot crates.
A movie that I watched that I thought was... It was like... I was like, I'll watch a bad movie. You know, I was in the mood on it. There's a new thing on the PS4. It's got one of the... those free movie services, like streaming movies.
Okay. Like Crackle.
Crackle, but...
They have Joe Dirt on
but
there.
Yeah, they have Joe Dirt, too.
What else they have on Crackle? Getting Let's coffee sports. With comedians in cars.
That's true.
Asshole Jerry Springer. Or Jerry
Seinfeld. Seinfeld, yeah.
He's a total prick.
Seinfeld?
Nice.
Yes, he is.
That was funny on the Get Coffee with Comedians.
Yeah, he's funny, but he's still a prick. Like, he's like... That over, you know, egotistical.
Louis Black, but
Louis Black is the nicest fucking dude.
He has to be the nicest.
We met him after his show. Yeah. Dude's crazy nice. Like, stays around.
I was kind of hoping like his attitude was
That's
real
awesome.
Like that in real life because I still like him.
He's kind of like that in real life, but he's just the nicest fucking dude.
Well, he'd have to be. No one could be that full of rage and not have a stroke by now. But no, I can't think of the service on there. I'll have to remember it and then I'll send it to you guys. But you know when you go to like Blockbuster and shit back in the day?
Yeah.
You'd see a movie and it's like where you would see like, and they have them on Netflix now a lot too, but you'll see like Pacific Rim and then they're like Atlantic Rim. You know, like those kind of bad movies, parodies, and you're like, really? You're
like
really?
Snakes on a Plane or Snakes on a Train.
Yeah, like the bad parallel. Yes. This is the one that's next to that one. This is a like a streaming service for those movies. I've watched this movie, and I think I talked to him about this at work because I couldn't help but Dead watch Rise? The whole thing. No, they had the Dead Rising movie on Crackle. That's actually pretty good.
Dead Snow is pretty boss too.
I love Dead Snow. I love Dead Snow. Snow. But Dead Snow 2 is great.
Yeah.
But this movie was called
World War 3.
but this movie is called, you know, they're like the Flight 9/11, Flight 42, Flight whatever they are. This is called Flight World War 2.
Oh
my and it's
God.
The whole movie. It sounds as bad as the title, but I'm reading it, and the synopsis is this.
It's like El Mariachi costs $7,000
a day. Kinda. This thing is like, they're saying, they're like you read the little synopsis for it, right? Okay. And it's like intercontinental jetliner travels back in time to World War II thanks to a wormhole in the clouds. And I'm like, I need to start watching this. This could be a
How
thing.
Could you not?
Like, right?
So I choose started. That over Game of Thrones or something you know.
I don't have any way to stream Game of Thrones.
Internet, steal it.
I don't watch shit on my computer. You know that.
Which, yeah. Everyone does.
Wait, do you have like a pet peeve about watching movies on the internet?
I have a 52-inch television.
Yeah.
Why am I gonna not watch
fucking computer screens like 45 inches?
It's 21.5. There's a massive difference there.
Ish.
And when I'm trying, ish. And I throw like Netflix and shit on, and then I'm busy playing a game.
Season 5 of Game of Thrones all on my phone.
Can't do it.
That's anyway, Justin.
Yeah, just I can't.
Just because I couldn't find good that. Quality any place else other than one.
How about you just buy HBO?
No.
No, Comcast won't let you do HBO Go.
I've tried.
On your PlayStation, try it. Put your
First of all, I pay like $90 a month for my Comcast bill, and I get internet and cable plus HBO.
Yeah, I don't like cable. I don't like having cable. I feel I'm honestly not cable. Wait,
are you,
cable
are you not
amazing.
Adult enough to have cable?
Well, I have no desire for it. There's nothing on TV that I watch.
Yeah,
that's
no,
why
exactly,
Netflix and Hulu.
Exactly, but see,
but Comcast won't give me my password.
But they won't let him use his password. Comcast
HBO
himself
for them.
Doesn't
why
like
did
HBO.
Forget?
No, 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 no! Like it literally won't let
Comcast.
You.
They got
buy
trouble
it from Comcast.
Yeah, if you go through Comcast and get HBO, they will give you HBO Go. But on the PlayStation, you can get the HBO Go app
for
right?
free
for $10.
Yeah, for $10.
You put your information
HBO
in,
directly.
And then they go, "What?" Just like that, they're like,
"Yeah."
And then you call them, and you're like, "So I'm trying to get HBO Go." Click.
Did that really happen?
No.
They got in a lot of trouble for it. Like, in the
I've
beginning,
been put on hold
like, they,
like,
they'll go, like...
For, like, hours.
Yeah,
like,
they'll be like, we'll put you on hold, we'll put you to someone.
They send me over here, then who are you trying to contact? Oh, okay. You need to be transferred over here. Okay.
Yeah, they will give
that's
you...
Some
they've got because they're in a contract dispute with them, because the only perk that having cable has now is HBO and Showtime and all that.
Sports.
Well, and not even now, because Sony's Vue and... Hulu just picked up Showtime. The way they did the workaround from their workaround to deal with the whole HBO Comcast thing was to just put all the Showtime shows onto Hulu, but you could only access them if you did the Showtime pack. It adds just $9.99 to your bill, and then you can stream those shows.
Yeah.
So HBO is in talks with them to try to find a way to balance it through Netflix or Hulu. To balance that out because Comcast literally is going, I don't know what you're talking about. And Sony is using their new Vue system that lets you stream local channels, like all your local stuff and like main networks like CBS, NBC,
so
NBC,
basic cable
streaming to your PlayStation, no commercials for a flat fee.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
And so Comcast is dying. So like they've experienced like 11% each year
like
drop in growth.
Internet,
that people are disconnecting from cable. Cable is pointless to have because you're paying, even though you're paying $90 for all that, like I pay $80 for just my internet, but I have bomb ass fucking internet.
Yeah.
But with having cable, there's one, nothing on. You're paying for something that has.
Do you get the 24 megabytes or 24 megs? Or
for mine? Yeah, because my brother and I
have. See, that's what I got. So it's like $10 more for cable.
Yeah. But I don't use cable. There's nothing. The only shows that I would want to watch would be on HBO, which would be Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have Hulu. I pay $10 for Netflix, $10 for Hulu. It streams. I get my shows. There's no DVR thing. There's no over storage. Yeah. I don't have to deal with their bullshit, their box.
Yeah.
Turn my PlayStation on, and it's golden.
Yeah.
You know, on PlayStation, you can use a Roku, an Apple TV.
Yeah.
Like, Comcast hates that people are leaving. That's why they're like, we'll give you our kidneys. Please don't leave.
Yeah.
Or, like, well, what they do to myself. Well, to be fair, on cable,
there's only, like, good, like 10 good channels.
Yeah, like, for real. And I
still have to provide the internet, though. Like,
no, the internet, like, that's all they have right now. It's really good.
Yeah, like, the internet's where it's at.
If Sony made an internet.
Well, not even, like, CenturyLink. If CenturyLink offered more than 15 megabytes, I'd be doing CenturyLink.
Yeah, so
if it's 15 megabytes for 20 but bucks a
Comcast
month,
has, like, such a fucking stranglehold on them.
Well, no, it's not even that. Like, if they could bump up to 20, 25 for, like, 30 bucks, which CenturyLink could do, Comcast would be gone.
Well, I
would
immediately like switch.
They have their own network. If Google hooked up with like CenturyLink and offered greater
Google's
speed.
Gonna own everything. See, period.
Google owns a lot anyway.
Yeah. And then they sell it all.
I saw the
Google your information anyway.
I saw the streetcar at a their hotel. Car? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's staying at one of my hotels.
That's so crazy.
Wait. What car is this? What?
The one that takes all the street view pictures.
Oh, you saw
you
it.
You guys ever watched like the weirdest like pictures from Google? Like the before and after ones.
Uh-huh. Like people with horse heads and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love a Google car, and then they do weird stuff, like in their picture, like in their living room. Like, when it does the pan to the house, it's just like a horse head sticking out, and they're like fighting and shit, because they know Google's going to take the picture.
Or people like pull their pants down and just start fucking right on the corner there.
They have it on the satellite, too. There's somewhere you can like get online and find the address. It'll be like, these coordinates will show you stuff. Like, there's a, it's like if you try to get to, if you do like a land route, to Japan from like Seattle, it gives you like this.
Take a jet ski for 6 days.
Yeah, it's like jet ski 6 days across here. Like all these silly things, and then it like makes you go through the whole sea in Japan, and then.
But imagine if someone actually followed through with that. Like how much time and money? Like
they get 100 miles out to fucking sea, and their jet ski would die because it can't hold that much gas.
Yeah,
you have to hold, like bring a barge behind you just for
which defeats the purpose. Mm-hmm. It's like a reverse shuttle in terms
you're
of like
the
practicality
barge,
and context. Whereas the shuttle goes up and it's losing liquid oxygen, it's gaining momentum because it's losing speed from the weight and energy that it's releasing. Your jet ski would just go really slow, and you would just keep filling it up, and it wouldn't be to like 3/4 of the way where you're getting efficiency, and you're still 100 miles offshore of Japan, and you're like. Well, that didn't work out at all. I could have just flown here. At the cost of gas right now, it'd been cheaper to just fly.
Yeah.
No, I watched that South Park episode of the Cthulhu, the Coon Strike, the Coon Hindsight, and then Mysterio and Rises.
Coon and Friends.
Yeah. The Coon and Friends. I love those episodes just for the BP's like, we're sorry. And you just is like, and they open the dimension to the dark world, and you just see the Shoggoths and the old ones and the elder gods all come out. And then they release Cthulhu. And then they do all that, and you find out the whole Kenny is actually a son of Cthulhu. And he is the whole thing, and like the whole wraparound of like, that's amazing. And I just forget how brilliant that
fucking
show is. Way to
tie that loose end up there, South
Park. Well, they did, like, why does Kenny always come back and no one remembers? Because it's like the whole, Cthulhu's whole, that is not dead, may eternal lie. And that may, it's like, and with strange eons, even death may die. Like, Kenny is the spawn of Cthulhu, so he's perpetually resurrected every time, every day. So, and the curse is that no one remembers, but he can never get older. He's always that age. And every time he dies, no one remembers, but he remembers every death and every experience. And so, like, the way they tie it all in, it's like season 15. So 15 years later, they bring it all back around with H.P. Lovecraft from, like, 1938. And you're just like, that's so wonderful.
You know, that trade, they can't make a wrong move, seriously.
They just did, they got signed up for like another 5 seasons.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Comedy Central said as long as it keeps getting viewers, they're going to let them make it. They don't care anymore. Like, they're at this point, it's kind of like The Simpsons. Keep making it. You make money. Because, like,
as you guys.
They always have materials.
They don't care. You're making money.
Yeah.
It's like, burn down the house, it's whatever, make money.
Make money.
Because, like, they don't stay on the same subject. Like, they go whatever's.
Well, and a South Park episode can be made inside 3 days.
Yeah.
So, everything. It is the only way you can get, like, current satire. Everything else is, like.
In a cartoon.
Yeah. Like, because Family Guy is.
The very
guy
first
is,
episode
like,
is going to be about Donald
Trump. Family Guy's got, like, a 2 month
turn. Yeah. Family Guy. No, it's
like
9 months.
Like, Barbara Streisand big?
Yes.
Donald Trump, though.
Do, like, Barbara. Like, Mecha Streisand versus, like, a Mecha Donald Trump Kong?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, I'd pay all my dollars for
no,
that.
No, he's going to be like an
copyright, please. Copyright.
Yeah. Or just make it for us.
Doesn't have to be copyright.
No, copyright Trey and Matt, because I want y'all motherfuckers to make that shit. Yeah. Like, how great would that be to see, like, Mecha Strikes at
versus
Mecha Trump!
It's like epic battles. Boom, boom.
And he's got, like, a little toupee.
And you hear Mortal Kombat play in the background.
And they're just, do-do-do-do-do. Hadouken! Get over here!
Like, be like Rock'em Sock'em and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Fight like, bum, 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 bum. Yeah. And then have the dude from The Cure come back as Mothra. And he comes back into because Trump's beating on and Streisand, and he's and they're just using his audio clips from the Republican debate.
Well, it's bad. It's good. It's successful.
He's like, I'm worth $4 billion. I hate Mexicans. Yes. And like they did with Chef.
Bleeding out of the, what, their whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, she's bleeding out of her whatever. Oh, that, I would pay all my dollars for an episode.
They did that with the last Republican debates.
Oh, yeah.
They had the big debate because they were doing the
milkshakes?
Yeah, kind of. I can't remember. It was after a country star.
Which one?
That's the thing. I can't
remember. Well, because they all look like.
Guys, well,
yeah, and they all sing like, too.
Yeah, they do. They all talk about singing.
No, one of the girls, but they would, like, put their boobs together.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing, and they had, like, a huge CIA operation about it. Remember what? That one?
No.
Wait a second.
No.
We gotta rewatch that.
On South Park?
It was, like, when planking was a huge thing, and then there were people, like, dying on train tracks because they're, train tracks.
I'm kind of okay with that. Yeah. Anytime there's an internet sensation of kids being dumb and they die,
fucking plane drivers.
Well, no. See, I get that. Like, but as a train driver, this is gonna sound really cold and motherfucking callous, and I'm okay with it.
You speed up while you're.
No, yeah, you're already in a train. It ain't speeding up.
No, you can speed. You can push.
No, you're. It doesn't. A train can go 5 miles an hour. It's still a fucking train, and it will always win. Always.
Still weighs as much as an ocean. Moving down.
Like, I love the idea. They're like, we're going to invent something. And this is an American idea. Why is that? It's metal with more metal in a straight line. And then it's going to go through a mountain. More metal. And if it slows down, things are going to die.
Yeah.
I'm down. What are we going to call it? Fucking care. Death Machine on
and
Wheels.
50 years later.
Yeah, Snowpiercer. We're calling them Snowpiercers.
Which was an awesome movie.
The rest of the world is going to be better at it than us.
Yeah, and then the rest of the world. And then in the future, Japan and China and everybody's going to make better trains.
Except Australia. They don't have a train system in Australia yet.
A place that you would think would have a great train
system. Yeah, because of all the prisoners.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They're only partially motivated.
I have access to the fairgrounds.
So what they have is road trains, and they're
all the semis.
They're semi trucks with like 40 trailers on them.
Yeah, why not just have a train? Just build the train system,
and then it says road train on either side.
I know, but it's your right. That's the thing. That's why I need more beer.
Justin's always right.
I was offering to give you a ride on the train, but
you're gonna give me more beer, Jarrell, for saying that.
All right, thank you.
Fair enough. Well, you know, as we're talking about South Park episodes, like, do you guys have a definitive one? Like, if you, when you think of South Park,
and that may not be 100 times over.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not even a problem.
It's easy.
Ninja episode.
Ninja episode.
Yeah. Or the World of Warcraft episode. Yep, hands down. Either one of those.
And, honestly, one of my favorites.
That was so goddamn quick.
That's not real work at all for you. Yeah, we've had that discussion.
I'm Balrog.
I can tell you this. I remember. God damn it, Cartman! No, this is that episode. I remember distinctly.
Okay.
Justin and I at our apartment. New season of South Park was on.
Man Bear,
Imagination Land trilogy was amazing.
I have a Man Bear Land up here.
But we were sitting at our place on the 61-inch. On my 60-inch.
That big one that he almost died on.
Yeah.
We're sitting there, and we're watching this thing, and it starts, and we're like, what the fuck? They're not kids. They're like these characters.
They're an anime.
So I'm sitting there on the computer playing probably some shit, blowing things up.
Yeah.
And I stop. Justin's sitting there on his... Justin's sitting there, and he's like, dude, check it out. And I stop, but we don't say anything. For 23 minutes, watching this episode, and the only time anything happened
was Kitty throwing the shuriken in Butters' professor's chaos. And we died. And we're like, oh my god! And then this is amazing!
What every kid does. Oh, we can't get in trouble. We can't get in trouble. We have to fix this ourselves. You can't get in trouble.
And that right there was like, this is every day of our friendship.
Yep.
This is exactly how we view the world.
Yeah.
Every day. And then the World of Warcraft episode was like, you thought that was good? Boom. Yeah. And I'm like, that's why I don't play World of Warcraft
anymore. Mom, bedpan!
I literally started playing WoW because of that.
He was playing it.
I'm not joking.
He did. And Joseph would sit there at the computer, and he would do the lean back.
Yeah.
Click, and I'm like, are you still on? He's like, I gotta take out the dragon, bro. Click, and I'm like, am I gonna be able to play StarCraft or anything at all?
Did you go to sleep last night?
No. And he would, too. Yeah. There would be ones where I would wake up, and I like wake up to go take a piss, and it's like 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He's still playing from the night before.
No, I would wake up early. I would wake up 2 hours, 3 hours early before we have to get up and go to work so I can play.
Just so
I can
play.
Because I'm like, I'm being like considerate because he wants to play his game, so he would have his time. Wake up early.
There was one day where it was like, no, we were in the winter. Keep in mind, it's my computer, mind you. Right. And I honestly didn't care. I'd be on my PS2 or his 360.
Yeah,
we didn't care.
So, like,
he's playing it one day. And it was our day off. We had nothing to do. We weren't even broke. We had nothing to do all day.
Okay.
Woke up. I was playing something on the PlayStation. He was on the computer playing Warcraft. And it was in the winter, so it was like dark in the morning.
Okay.
Right?
It's 5, 6 o'clock
at night. It's like 5, 6 o'clock at night later. 12-hour, like 12-hour day. Like,
full 12 hours.
Playing. I come out of the room.
Fucking StarCraft.
Right? I'm not saying I don't.
Or God of War.
The thing is, he didn't get up.
I watched him do
it. He didn't go to the bathroom. I come out of the room, and I'm like,
forget about things.
Well, no, that's the thing.
Yeah, no.
We played games all day. We didn't communicate at all. I come out of the room, I'm like, what do we want to do for dinner? And he's like, dude, it's like breakfast. I'm like, dude, it's like 6 o'clock at night. And he's like, no, it isn't.
So looks you at the stove, actually even lost
looks at the, he yeah, like looks time. At the stove and he's like, holy shit, my eyes!
Like, he looks away for the first time.
No, no, it hurts!
It did. He's like, they hurt. And then he's like, they're red and they're watering.
Oh,
and I'm like, are you all right?
He goes, I'm surprised he didn't have started to have an acne and wear a fucking wristband.
No, and he was.
Yeah, no.
And I'm like, are you all right? He goes, it hurts. Oh my god, they hurt so bad. And it was like 2 days later that he even got back on to play after that. Because he had played so much.
That was back when the game was actually huge and you had to walk fucking everywhere.
Yeah, no, and I get that.
You have all these mounts and stuff.
But watching him do that, I was like, watching him play was how I was like, I'm not playing this game.
Yeah.
No,
tried for like 10 minutes and it was like, okay, what do I got to do? You got to kill those boars. Okay, click. Click. And I'm like, this is fucking dumb. And I logged out, and I was like, you can get on, I don't care. Because I'm like, where's Diablo? Let me fucking, boom, boom, leap attack. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I
can't play Diablo with you, because every time I play Diablo,
you just like speed,
you just
Chris.
Kill me.
I gotta kill everything.
No, he would kill us.
No, and then Diablo 2, I would kill them.
And we'd go out, and then he'd be like, you trust me? Good.
Because they would do is, like, they would still be in town in a different act. And I would go to, like, the first act.
Chris,
and
your friend
attack. And I go, man, it goes. And it'll be all like, whatever my guy's name is has made hostiles towards you. And then I'd show up and like, no! And they'll be running away. I'm like, it's okay, it's just me. And then my bear, because I'd be like my druid, would be just, and he'd just smack anything. Because they're on normal, because they have lower guys. And my dude's like 80-something. Okay. So my bear is just smacking everything. And they're running. And then I just come up and go,
brr. It's not like my guy was way lower. He was like in the 70s. But Chris be that much higher, and you just go done.
And I made because I really liked using the druid and the assassin from the expansions, and I made him melee characters, and I did the druid as like a DPS tank with a werebear.
Okay,
so nothing you could do would hurt him. Like you'd hit him, and he's like, "Why are you trying to attack me, bro?"
Yeah.
But then when I'd hit him, I'd be like, "Stop it!" And then they would fall over dead. And just having the bear just go, and then any one guy, like even the fallen, they'd be like, "Raga Giju," and you're like, "Dumb."
No.
And they go, "Bah." They fall over. It's the way they die always kills me. Oh, like that makes me happy. And so I just hunt them down. To be fair, though, we did help each other out a lot.
Yeah, we did.
Like, we'd give each other, like, cool gear.
Yeah.
No,
and
Diablo.
Diablo 2.
We didn't play WoW with him.
Because when he would play WoW, Justin...
I only played with, like, my
Justin,
brother and his
you'll,
dad.
You'll always hear Justin bitch about video games and how much he hates them. Mm-hmm. And there's two reasons behind this. One, he's the most unsatisfiable person in the history of the world, and I hate to be his children in the future. Two,
fair enough.
When he plays a game,
your super valedictorian.
Yeah, he would. The kid could go valedictorian. He got 4.0, complete all the college extra bonus courses, level up, beat the final boss on extra hard, and Justin would be like,
"When you're gonna be super duper?"
Yeah, and he's like, "Whatever." He goes, "I didn't have." He's like, "I didn't have save points when I was a kid." Like, that would be Justin.
Yeah, that's why you keep Nintendo on, goddammit.
Like, everybody. Yeah, it's like, I had to unplug the TVs, like, the Nintendo, so my mom wouldn't shut it off. Like, yeah, the struggle was real.
No, that was Super Nintendo, though.
And so, that's Justin. And that's, like, that's how unsatisfiable he is.
I would do that. I would do that, too.
Yeah, he's that unsatisfiable with stuff. But the other problem with Justin in video games is he does love video games.
Oh, I do.
But he has an addictive personality in that context.
Like, when his Xbox did the Red Wings of Death.
Oh, did you freak the fuck
out? No, he didn't. I was in my room.
But we were all kind of scared about it.
We were scared. Because, like, we were always talking shit to him. Because it's like, it's going to do it. Xbox, it's going to do it. And he had one of the launch ones. And when we'd be at work, like, it's going to do it. It's going to do it. And he's like, it ain't. My Xbox is fine. It hasn't done it.
I didn't have any of it.
And he had none of them.
Broke.
Yeah. And so we're sitting there, and I'm in my room playing, probably, War of the Monsters. Again, for like the same time. So War of the Monsters is tits. And I remember sitting there playing it, and I hear, what the fuck?
I'm playing.
And I'm like,
did you realize?
No, and like all my stuff's on. I thought like the power had flickered or something. Yeah. I'm like, are you cool? And he goes, no. What the fuck?
Oh no.
And I get up and I'm like, what happened? And you just see 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's flashing red in the ring.
Yeah.
And then it would do the 4 and it would pulse. And I'm like, no. And I look at him like out of the corner of my eye and he's just sitting there on his bed and I'm like, it'll be okay. And, like, I walked away. Like, you'll be cool. And he's like,
probably not.
Give me a minute. And I'm like, all right.
That's so
and like, I went in my room. Anything. And I remember, like, going to my room and just sitting there. And I'm like, I'll just wait.
He texts me.
Yeah. Oh. And it was like, I was like, Justin's Xbox red ringed. No. Because he gets on games in an unhealthy way.
Was like the same month I got sued.
Yeah. He got served
it was
at
like
work.
This bad fucking month for him.
Yeah, he got served at work.
Granted,
the van was crapping out.
But okay.
That's when
not 14 grand worth.
Was that still the van or was that the Subaru?
And forever he was paying court fees instead of downing his
debt. Cuz every time like, I would make a payment like they would most do of the charging fee fees. Like it would be $5.
Do I even want to know what you did?
I moved back in with my grandma cuz she had a stroke.
Okay.
Left my two friends to take care of the apartment.
And they trashed it.
And they trashed it, which was all in my name when I was 18.
Cleaning the apartment.
Holy crap.
Like,
but I didn't do a checkout.
Yeah. And so when they went through, they were like, all these things that were not bad.
Yeah. So like, when I was 18, like, I was working full-time at SPAG and helping my grandmother because she'd need 24-hour service.
Yeah.
And I didn't have time to live with my up there, so I lived with her.
Okay.
So I can take care of her at night when my grandpa worked.
Yeah. And Justin's name was the only one that transferred to the photocopy.
Yeah.
You could see it. Justin Evans.
Nuh-uh.
And there were two other people on that lease.
But like, the way they copied it, they went, oh no.
Yeah.
So they only went after Justin.
Yeah.
And when they apologized, they were like,
the thing is, like,
our bad.
I worked with the other guy that was at the apartment.
We all did.
Yeah. Why? Yeah, and I'm like, he's right here. Justin. Like, I know where he's at. He's like, well, we just can't. It took too long to find him. We didn't.
And now Sean's dead.
Yeah.
So wait, he's dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, he died, like, 6 years now? 7 years?
It was while we were at Joe's.
Yeah, it was our first year.
Oh, it was first
summer of Joe's.
Yeah. Do we know what happened to him? Or?
Overdose.
Oh.
Yeah.
He would take painkillers.
Oh.
So heart slowed down. He was a really big guy. Yeah. Heart slowed down. He was laying on his back.
Done and done.
Yep. Oh. But no, that day, like, he got served in 1 month. He was served. There was issues with the van.
Okay.
And he was served at work.
That white van that molested
No.
The red van that kept us out from getting in trouble ever.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Like the good luck van.
Yeah.
That was having some trouble.
Yeah, no, I got served at work. That's illegal.
Got served at work.
Isn't that illegal?
No.
You can't come to a place of business and do that.
You can go anywhere you fucking want.
They, but they served him. Okay. The van was having trouble.
Yeah.
We were already strapped for cash. We'd been paying bills. Yeah. And we were decent. But as long as we stayed within our budget and our hours, we were golden.
Yeah.
And then It was our first day off during that time. So when the Xbox went out,
it was their first day off in forever.
Yeah. And so when it all went out the way it did, it was like, he's gonna fucking stab a motherfucker.
And it was like their only day off for the next forever.
Well, yeah, because he had to get more money for the Xbox.
And then Sean quit.
No, like, people were quitting. And so the three of us just, like, were mobbing 7 days a week.
Oh, my God.
We had no days off. Yeah. But we couldn't get overtime. So they would make sure we clocked off.
Right at 40
on Sunday. Right at 40 on Sunday every week.
And screw the rest of the crew over on Sunday.
Yeah, we were somehow screwed on a particular day. Like, I was screwed Tuesday because I would have to do... I would have to do dish, and I'd have to... It was because we were all doing dish and spag. Yeah. We'd each do dish, spag on, so like, Monday, Tuesday,
that's
Wednesday.
That's doing three jobs.
Yeah.
So you're doing spag, pots, and dish. Like, it's ridiculous.
Which you already did, spag and pots.
Yeah. Which, so you're working from, like, 3 o'clock to, like, 11 o'clock every day.
But you had to be out by a certain time on Sunday, so they were like, nope, gotta be out. Yeah. And what they would do is they'd put us on janitor or maintenance, so we got our 40 hours...
Okay.
But then, they would pay us less on janitor maintenance. But not this time though. Not later.
Yeah.
But then they would put us on janitor maintenance, so we could get 40 hours regularly, right?
Yeah.
Then they'd be like, "Oh, well, you're still gonna be on. We're gonna need you. Change your shit in the computer so you didn't get overtime," and they just switch you to janitor maintenance. Entirely different thing, so it's not the same. No overtime, and we'd still work it. Then he's getting garnished.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a fucking month.
And then, like,
dude,
I had to pay, like, a big upfront fee so they wouldn't keep garnishing me. So, like, so it would show, like, I'm going to be consistent making payments and stuff. And
that was the first and only time we had to pay Avista jobs
for, like, 4 or 5 years straight.
Yeah. Like, it was, I think, that was November, December, because that happened, like, in September. And then, like, that winter, we're in the house.
No, that's when I worked. He got me the job of a DHL.
No, but when we were still in the house, though, but, like,
for both weeks.
Huh?
Yeah, for both weeks.
But we were, like, one of the shittiest days in the house. He was playing Diablo at the time because he couldn't re-up his World of Warcraft account.
And granted, Diablo solves a lot of things.
Oh, yeah. Like, every bad guy is every issue you have in life.
Especially if you're
super
high.
Except for those goddamn little pygmies.
Yeah. Yeah, the Act 3 pygmy drunk. I'm king of the shit mountain! DPS damage back because they're thorns. You're dead.
Fuck Act 3 in every one of your games, by the way. Like, even Diablo 3, you're like, Act 3, it's not going to be... God damn it!
For real. Yeah, they're like, thorns, and you're like, I'm going to take your thorns and I'm going to shove it up. Damn it, it hurt me instead. Because thorns. Yeah.
You know who won't garnish your paychecks? Flaming fucking Joes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're really good about that.
Yeah.
Really good about good people.
But
26 wings.
Yeah. Nice. 22 flavors of beers.
Are they all
we got them up.
Now?
They're all on. I will be posting on our Twitter the picture. I'll throw it on the Twitter and the Facebook of the picture of all our beers. Got them all lined up.
Sweet.
So, new beer menu, new menu items, and with football coming up and draft parties, I think right now should be done by the time this one's up, right?
Yeah, draft parties will be going on.
They'll be going on. So you can come in.
We're doing our draft party next week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, there's all going to be big draft parties. Everybody can come in. There's going to be special deals for that. And
plenty
if you come
of room.
In. From now to, like, I guess, like, the middle of the season, we're handing out little gift cards. The surprise gift cards when you open it at the end of August, yeah. So you come in at the end of the month, and you get these little gift cards, and some of them range from, like, a free side, $5 off your meal, half off your meal, 20% off, a free beer, free appetizer. Totally worth coming in, and
$253.
Yeah.
And a chance to meet us.
And there's one, you're going to meet us, yeah. And there's one in there, I think there's $100 gift card. So, it's worth coming in.
So, I'm going.
You get something out of it every time.
Right?
In my pocket.
I'm all for it.
We went to Buffalo Wild Wings this week.
We went to Buffalo Wild Wings as well. Yeah.
When?
What did you think?
Friday.
I enjoyed it.
See, Chris complained the entire time.
I was supposed to go.
No, dude, honestly, don't even. This was just, we had a From Dusk Till Dawn moment. You know at the end of Dusk Till Dawn when George Clooney comes
out
the bar?
You're fucking Quentin Tarantino, aren't you?
No, he was Cheech at the end of Dusk Till Dawn when George Clooney comes out the bar. No, not that one.
Where are we going as a drug dealer.
Oh, okay. Where I was like, I get off work, it was a long night. We made some food for the bomb-ass firefighters, you know, out there fighting the fire crimes and all that fun jazz.
That is awesome.
We made a bunch of food.
All, like, 60, 70.
We did 21 bacon burgers and 250 wings.
I got off work on Friday, and I was just wheezing, like I couldn't breathe.
No, yeah.
Because I was outside for 10 fucking hours.
It's like there's shit in the air. But no, so I get
that's
off
why
work.
I didn't go to the gym on Friday. I couldn't breathe going into Friday.
I
totally understand.
Sorry, I sent text messages to Justin, and I'm like, done. Beer. Where?
No.
And he just goes, Buffalo. Okay. And left it at that. So I get there.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there for like a full minute. I'm like, what the fuck is this
He
place?
Texts me. He's like, have you ever been here before?
And I totally George Clooney Cheech Marin's at the end of fucking From Dusk Till Dawn. When at the end when he shows up, he goes, have you ever been to this club? And he goes, no, I just always see it on the side of the road. Why? What's the problem? And he just stares at him and he walks away. And like the camera pans back and like, what, man? What happened? And like you see, and it came back and you see all the shit that's Explosion. Aztec Temple.
Yeah.
That's basically
what
happened.
In at the very end.
Yeah.
I've heard him on two different podcasts this week. And he's like, yeah, I just like the Aztec part of it. Fuck the Europeans.
Yeah, it's super fucking badass.
God damn it, Coutinho. Oh, he's so great.
But no, so
that wasn't Quentin. That
there.
Was
Robert
Rodriguez.
Oh, yeah.
So at the end, we're sitting there, and he comes in, and I'm like, or I text him, I was like, have you ever been here? And he's like, no, why? And he comes inside, and immediately he's like, because it's fucking bright, it's loud, it's like the Applebee's of hot wings.
it was unnecessary, it was a big
like,
TV.
Like, it was so much all at once, and a server, and it's no hate, like, I'd rather have a good server than a bad server.
We had a good server.
But the server wasn't doing a bad job, but it was like every 30 seconds, she's like, do you need an appetizer, do you need this, do you know that? And it's like, to a point where you're like, we're good, give us time to want something, not sit there and fucking... like,
pound us,
walk
like,
around, and you have three tables, and you're just, do you need anything? Do you need anything? Do you need anything? Do you need anything? And I get, it's very corporate. It's obvious. It just
server
oozes corporate.
I don't know. She was just very familiar with the menu.
And she was good. Like, and there's no hate. It just was, like, a lot. And it had been a long day at work, but honestly, it just wasn't.
It was, like, local versus corporate.
But, yeah, it really was.
But they have a good beer selection.
The beer selection is good.
I got to enjoy Guinness.
And I'll be honest, they kind of have cool work shirts, because they're all, like, jerseys.
Yeah.
That's and that cool. was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But their hot sauce is vinegar based.
Oh,
and they're like, blazing hot.
It's not that hot.
It's you just taste hot vinegar.
We had the
like it's habanero powder and hot vinegar, and that's it.
Oh. We had parm garlic, which was more like creamy.
Dry rub,
and then we had hot garlic.
How was that?
Sorry,
I did their buffalo chicken sandwich grilled, and it's the same chicken we use.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it's not bad. Or the chicken's good, like the chicken breast.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good, but
you
don't. You know, I kind of wanted. I wanted the sandwich, but I was hoping it would be different.
Yeah.
But their code sauce is like what their medium is. Our code 3. Their sauces are vinegar based, and ours aren't. And so you just taste vinegar.
Yeah.
And that was the real killer. It wasn't that it was bad, but it's like if you prefer vinegar-based hot sauce, by all means, go
for it. Those new Buzz Time controllers are dope, though.
They are. We got those. It took them forever to get us some decent ones that worked and a decent charging station.
We were at Waddell's last night, and I couldn't get it to fucking connect to Trivia. I'm like, I want to play Trivia. I miss Buzz Time.
Yeah.
Couldn't connect for shit.
Yeah, no, that's probably because they got ours. We went through, like, three whole sets.
Almost, like, 30 or 40 of them, yeah.
Yeah, that didn't work. Either the charger wouldn't work, or the units themselves wouldn't. It was a whole thing for, like, a month.
I did like those. Like, Atticus was the biggest pimp shit. Like, we took him in his wheelchair. And for a lot of times, I'll pull him out of his wheelchair, put him on my lap, and move like that. So he was hanging in his wheelchair, and we're trying to keep him in his wheelchair, get used to just being
in
the chair. We're out.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty hard on his hips after a while. And he was the biggest pimp shit. Like, every server just had to walk by us because we were back by the bathrooms.
Yeah.
And he's just like, what's up, bitch? And they're like, oh, you're so cute. And they come and put him. And he's like,
And he's like, I'll give you a wild wing.
And then after a while, he started watching football. And they're like, oh, you're so cute. And he's like, football. Watching... up there.
Right, goes, is this what it's like when you got a girlfriend? Good thing I don't got one.
I'm 3.
That's awesome. That's so
fantastic.
Dope.
Dude was the biggest pimp shit at Wild Wing.
No, it just was a bit much. Like, for me, it's just too bright. I don't like that. I prefer
it was a little intense.
A divey bar or like just it's so much light and so much going on.
It was a nice contrast.
It is a complete contrast of Joe's. And that's, like, just, if that's what you prefer, no way am I hating it. But it's certainly, it's better than Hooters, which isn't saying much. I'm pretty sure the four of us could do anything better than Hooters.
Three times we went, and all three times we woke up the next day just hurling.
Yeah.
I threw up in the Saturn on my
way. We got kicked out once.
Yeah, we got kicked out because Papa.
We got kicked out.
Yeah, we did.
I didn't go with you guys, Papa.
Yeah. Well, when you get super hammered, you try to get in a red wagon.
He fit in the wagon. I pulled him.
He did not fit in that wagon. When he fell over and knocked an entire table over and everything shattered.
Yeah, one table. It's fine.
One table.
Okay. Just one time? Just one time? It was one time, one table.
One fucking time.
You get t-shirts.
50 cents.
One time.
Podcast.
It's on the podcast.
That should be our podcast t-shirt.
And I already cussed three times. You didn't even notice. So, lick it.
You know it's funny, though? You were counting.
Okay, all right. No.
How many licks does it take?
Yeah. Too many. When you understand that you cannot cuss and, you know, you have to pay the 50 cents when you cuss, you understand how many times you cuss a day.
I've been there. We had a swear jar. It's bag.
Yeah. Yep. And you still have to owe.
Took it
you
away.
Know, that's what I'm saying. You know. Yeah.
For
you said that F word. You said that F word.
I fucking cuss all the time. You're going to have to remind me when I cussed.
When we had the No Cussing podcast.
Yeah. Remember? You were helping Jimmy, and then you slipped.
Oh, because that's why I was like, because I was fucking busy with him. I don't remember that podcast at all. Leaving early.
It's on the internet.
It's got to go in the Batpig. Yeah. It's got to go in the Batpig.
Why didn't you post the intro and outro to 18?
Well, because the outro is on the main fucking podcast that got fucked up. Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping that it was still separate, like that, that made it. See, just so it'd be the introduction to a podcast and the outro of the podcast. All on its own.
Kind of got lazy about it.
But no, like every time, like that whole month.
Yeah, when you cuss them.
You gotta count, because I mean, you gotta be honest.
Yeah.
Justin, honest.
He would know what honesty is.
Yeah,
I'm trying to explain it to him, and it ain't working.
Justin's the most honest motherfucker I've ever
seen. Don't do it.
You did it. You fucking did it, didn't you? God damn it, Trump.
What?
You see, it's bad when he doesn't even have to do anything. He literally can sit there and be like, dance for me.
Don't fuck you. Dance. Fuck him. Yes. You're cool. Fuck you. And it's a podcast, so I shouldn't point. So, never mind.
Yeah, there's nothing like trying to do something visual over an audio medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The audience is like, what?
Good job, dummy.
Oh, yeah, dummy. First time I've done it. 20 fucking podcasts.
21.
All right. Thank you, 21.
This is our legal drinking age podcast.
Yeah, but we've been drinking the whole time.
Fair enough. Better for it.
This is the second podcast where we go into it without any beer, and you guys are like, let's go to the store.
Because it's the thing we do. When you have a podcast without alcohol, you're
we're trying to
And
that
when
jar.
Are we going to start brewing? Like,
funny thing.
Do we owe you money or what?
I bought 3 beers because Northern Brewers having that special.
Oh, okay. So how much do we owe you then?
$1 million.
Fuck off.
No, we'll talk about it later.
Well, can't talk about it on the podcast.
Why can't we talk about it? It's beer. Why can't we talk about beer on the podcast? Who did you
Why did we fucking hang out?
And the way you said it was like, look, I did some questionable things. I might have given a head to a guy, but let's just put it that we got some free beer.
Too good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Glory hole style.
Yeah, glory. It ain't gay because there's no eye contact.
Yeah, but it's like one of those glory hole porns where there's only 3 walls.
Yeah, and you're like the illusion is lost immediately. Like of all bad plot porn, glory hole is the worst
because you're
like
stall.
Yeah, and then you're like it's just 3 walls and guys, I'm confused. I'm out. I can't even not just laugh at this.
I can't even get into this.
You're like, damn you, Birdman, for being such a good movie. I critique porn now.
Have you seen Birdman?
Birdman?
Not yet,
no.
Oh
my
love
god.
Love Birdman.
We need to watch it as
a
group. Seriously.
I can't. That's a movie I want to just sit. Like, when Justin and I saw it, and as you both all know, all of us,
we
get excited during movies as we kind of all did during Terminator in
the
most
the entire
gay
time
way.
He didn't get excited. Me and you got excited.
More than meets the eyes, bro. He said it.
Okay.
He said it.
So if we saw Transformers the first time.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
He was.
That's what it is.
Okay. So when we all went and saw Transformers, you know how you were asking about
the first one.
Yeah.
And I said it was the nostalgia, but in hindsight, it's a bad movie.
Correct.
When we all saw it in theaters, we went and saw it during Pirates 2. We went and saw Pirates 2, and they did the teaser trailer, and everyone was like, suck my giant space dick! Right? Because it was a Transformers teaser.
Yeah.
Transformers comes out. We go to the theater, we're watching it.
Suck my giant space dick.
and we're sitting there, And I'm sitting here, and we're all in a line, and it's like myself, and it's Jarrell, and Justin just outright goes, "I'm not sitting next to him." And he's like, "Why not?" And he's like,
"Well, he does exactly what he did when we went to go see Terminator, you know."
Well, no,
Genesis.
No, nah. Different.
Because I want to sit there and watch, enjoy the movie. Because
we will sit.
You guys will talk. That's cool.
No, because he doesn't like even the slight. Occasionally, when there's a really good line,
does a Justin make you angry when a
movie's going? Watch the movie,
no, we'll
attention.
Watch it. But yes. There are times that we'll do the quick commentary in a movie. Like he'll even go, like someone will say something, and we can all like mind link it, and he'll just go. Blah, blah, blah. That's what I'm just saying. Like in our heads.
Yeah, yeah.
We totally do that.
When we went to Tusk, I was that guy. Like, that's from this podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we would sit there and do this.
Yeah.
But when Transformers was out, Justin immediately is like, "I'm not sitting next to him." And Kathy's like, "I ain't fucking doing it." And Drew's like, "I'll do it. Whatever."
And I started hitting on
it. So the podcast, Star Wars comes out. Like, I'm watching.
No, it's not. He's going to spaz like a fucking 12-year-old
girl. Me and you
will
sit right next to him.
Beats with him in the middle. In the middle.
Like,
did you see it?
Is he his father?
Unless you get in line with me 10 hours before the movie.
Yeah, no.
I'm not saving spots.
Yeah, he'll be a 10-hour waiter. See, he's that guy.
This is going to be so much fun.
Yeah.
All your shit you've done to people all coming to an end December 15th.
What he's going to be is he's going to be...
Not.
He's still going to be Justin.
And it's going to be our fucking moment.
No, what he's going to do, you're going to do all that, and he's going to be passive and go, "I know, right?"
Only once. Right?
And yeah, he'll go, "It was only once it happened."
It's only one win that got
back.
There you go.
But no, so we're sitting there in Transformers, and the moment Shia LaBeouf goes, "You know," he's like, "You know, you're more than meets the eye." I go... He said the words on the thing on the TV box.
He destroyed I had physical bruises on my arm.
And
granted,
then,
that was a great moment.
No.
I
and
mean,
then
seriously,
Peter Weller rolls up and he goes, and I'm like,
I'm up.
Like, I'm spazzing, and he goes, "I am up." And I'm like, "That's fucking. This is gonna put me
wrong." Yeah, yeah.
And for real, that's not exaggerating. That's what I
but
do.
But we did that when we watched Jurassic World, though.
But we did. When we saw Jurassic World, we both...
Don't say a goddamn word about Jurassic World. I have not seen
it. We both spazzed during Jurassic World.
All right. You... wait. What? You spazzed? What the fuck does that look like?
Why are you constantly surprised at what Justin does?
Because that's what I do. Because
the fact that he emotionally responds to something is rare.
Yeah. Wait. Okay, now I gotta have spoilers for this fucking movie.
No.
I will just say this. There was like...
I've heard enough spoilers of this fucking movie.
There's like...
Oh yeah, you haven't seen me either, have you?
There's
Grandis Rex.
Basically, no.
Back at the end.
Every time there was a nod to any of the other movies,
yeah.
We would look at each other. The whole time. It wasn't loud. We were just...
You get a man tear from happiness.
Oh my,
when
you
see
do. And then you see the... And then...
So what makes it different for fucking Star Wars, then?
No, Star Wars is going to be a 12-year-old girl at a Justin Bieber concert. He is. The whole movie. You will see him with a permanent grin on his face. He'll do that grin where it's like, "You got laid, didn't you?" No.
What's your favorite Star Wars movie? Top one. Which one is it?
Everybody loves Empire.
Yeah, no, and that's... Well, for good
Empire,
reason.
Yeah, no.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I like New Hope.
Fucking Empire?
No. No, but I like...
No, we say you're number one.
Say you're number one. Ass hat? That's what he asked you.
Listen.
My and your number one.
Not your number two. You're number one.
New Hope's pretty good.
I'm going to go Phantom Menace, then.
No.
Duh. First three don't even fucking count.
Those
you gotta go
count.
4, 5, or
we
6.
We said Star Wars,
yeah, no.
Not
obviously,
disappointment.
Obviously, it's Empire Strikes Back.
Right?
No fucking chance. Like, there's nothing.
Honestly?
Else.
What? Yeah. Did you like Jar Jar Binks? Is that what it was?
Yeah, he's like my favorite character in the thing.
I had a
Jar Jar. He's just pissing me off. That's what he is.
Yeah.
That's what he's fucking doing. He's like, he's funny.
I don't know. My favorite's Return of the Jedi.
Return's pretty good.
Are you fucking with me?
No. Return of the Jedi is my favorite.
All right.
Purely based on this.
Okay,
you've
got to explain yourself. Sir.
Oh, I will. Because
people
I have
pissy about the teddy bears
in
the
about
end.
The
no, I would love to hear them.
Like child molesting
no,
level
he's got asshole
theories
about the fucking Star Wars
yeah.
universe.
Like
he
Emperor's a child molester.
He hates Star Wars.
And Anakin, okay. And Anakin is, like, he's the creepy uncle, right? The Emperor's the creepy uncle, okay? And this is why it all comes the way it does.
Okay.
When Anakin's a boy,
okay.
The creepy Emperor Palpatine uncle is like, "Hey, Anakin, how you doing?" They all would go off and on
even has that
missions,
creepy voice, too.
Right? And he does. And then he would touch him. And then he got all molesty and freaked out in Stockholm Syndrome. So what he does is, you know when Anakin is, like, dark and kills all the Jedi kids,
yeah.
Which on the list of awesome villain maneuvers at the end of the Return of the Sith.
Completely
right?
Fucking not.
It was stupid. Sith, yeah. Not even not cool. It was stupid. He could have made an army of fucking
Jedi
Sith
people,
of ass whoop, and he doesn't. But this is my logic. He didn't because Anakin was touching them because the whole issue of being molested, then molesting, because that's what he gets accustomed to, and that's why he's so super dark and weird. And then when he finds out that Padme's pregnant, right? Freaks him the fuck out and snaps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, one question. Were you touched as a child?
Nope, not at all. But I see this. I watched this movie. Hard to believe. But I saw... No, I watched
these
movies.
How the fuck... No, no. How the fuck do you get all this touching in Star Wars?
Because we always argue about what's better, Star Trek and Star Wars, and I wanted to make the most fucked up argument possible. And it's a real argument.
And so you're going to keep... Can you keep by your story?
To keep him by this... No, but this
is... You have no proof to go on.
The first three films.
No proof.
Creepy uncle, little boy. Yeah. Creepy uncle, he's kind of broody, feels like he's been violated emotionally, doesn't know how to cope with it. Likes a woman, but doesn't know how to handle himself as an adult. Likes somebody who's been in a situation where it's fucked up with a creepy uncle. Mm-hmm. Then in the third one, he kills all the kids, and you're like, why? That's an army. You just turned an army of clones by going and flipping them?
There's never more.
Dude, see, that's stupid. That's a stupid rule, because you want an army of evil, so they're constantly trying to out-compete each other.
Betrayal.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
If that worked, then Hitler would not have had, like, 15 people. Who sort of worked. If you're going to be evil, be smart. Don't be dumb. If you have 15 guys trying to compete for number
one... You're really saying Hitler was smart, then?
Yeah.
Hitler was smart, he was a fucking genius.
Why'd he go after Russia?
Because he's Hitler. And
so did Napoleon. You gonna say Napoleon's not smart?
Napoleon was smart. The last time France won anything.
Yeah.
It's really a
They're smart,
up.
But they're not good people.
You can be smart, but the Soviet winter will always outsmart you. Mm. That's different.
That is true.
Also,
yeah.
The Soviets, you just
don't fuck with the Soviets.
They drink vodka like it's water.
No.
You don't fuck
with
them.
When your nation's policy is don't be a pussy, when a kindergartner teacher is like, don't be a pussy. Don't fuck with Russia. Like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, USA, USA.
And they live in frozen hell, dude.
They're on purpose.
They live in Arctic hell.
Well, it used to be on purpose. Now it's because you have to.
Yeah, now it's have to.
It's Soviet.
Yeah. But my Star Wars logic is that the Emperor could have had an army of Sith Lords.
Okay.
Chooses not to.
So why do you like Return of the Jedi so much?
As a whole... Because Return of the Jedi totally calls out the Empire for what it is. A bunch of waste of fucks.
They suck.
The Empire blows. Right. They lose to an army of Care Bears.
He's pretty fucking tight when he goes in and, like, cuts them down.
Yeah. And it works for me that, like, this army of fucking teddy bears beats this fucking intergalactic empire. And he's like, I just don't want to be a total dick. I'll be a half dick. Like, Luke's policy at the end of that whole thing was like, I'm going to be a Jedi, but I'm still kind of a douche. You know, like, he didn't go full-on douche. Right. He didn't fucking full-on douche it.
Did you see the leaked fucking Luke Skywalker?
Yeah, he looks so good.
Yeah,
yes.
Right?
Doesn't he?
But he has that Obi-Wan, but he still looks kind of like a
dude.
You
haven't seen it?
I don't want to.
That's the only thing I've seen. It looks amazing.
I'm
actually on Justin's
side. I don't want to know more about it.
Yeah,
I won't
watch
trailers.
That one leaked photo of Luke Skywalker, I was like, I just need to wait until December.
Oh, wait. And then it comes out. But my thing is, like, I think the whole idea that the way George Lucas went with the Empire failed miserably. He made the Emperor the best villain ever to the shittiest villain in the span of an hour with the Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
And in Return of the Jedi, you totally see them for what they were. They were a bunch of jokes. Okay. They lose to an army of teddy bears. He banks his entire fucking empire. Yeah. An empire on a fucking kid where he's like, my immortal robot henchman who speaks like fucking James Earl Jones won't be there forever.
That's
worked for so many people.
Well, it's religion based. So
I know. Again, the issue is it's underlying.
We're discussing our favorite Star Wars movie. We're not going to go crazy with it. All right,
but the Emperor banks so much on this, and they're just like Lando Calrissian and his chewy wannabe fish man.
Yeah,
blow up the fucking Death Star.
He's drinking Colt 45. Come on now.
Yeah. He rolls up in there and he rolls by and he goes, bitch. Boom, right out the fucking window.
Have you ever seen his Colt 35 commercial?
No.
That's awesome. So good. He did a lot of them.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Billy Dee Williams for Colt 45. It's
but
as smooth
it's,
as eyes.
But at the end of it, like, Return of the Jedi took, like, the darkness that the Empire made you want to slit your emo wrists. And you're just like, by the end of that movie, it's a shithole. Of course everybody loves it because they're fucking nihilists. But at the end of the Return of the Jedi, they're like,
where's the money, Lebowski?
Fucking nihilist. No, but no, Adidas.
Where's the money, Skywalker?
Tell me that right there. Basically, what happens? Yeah. He gets his arm off, and he's like, "Everything goes to shit." The Empire is winning at the end of Return of the or Empire Strikes Back.
And back in the 70s, that was like, or 80s, really.
Yeah. And you're like, "Holy shit, the bad guys won!"
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Which is great. Don't get me
wrong. It wasn't really capital
for me. Return of the Jedi just it brought it a full circle, but in a way that like. It kind of, it showed the Empire what it was. It was a paper tiger. Like, it had a fully functional Death Star. Yeah. Care Bears beat it.
Seriously.
At the end of the day,
Care Bears beat the fucking, the
shield. Grid, which is the stupidest. Again, you're the Emperor.
Why would you
convinced
put it
an
on
entire
there,
galactic
on that
Senate
planet.
To give you power? It wasn't.
It
was
a moon. They
the
put it on there
Endor.
Because they were building the fucking Death Star.
Question. Why is the forest moon of Endor, right?
Yeah.
What's the moon called? It is the forest moon of Endor. The planet in that sentence, the planet is Endor. It is the forest moon of said planet. What is that moon called?
Call it the moon, just like our moon.
No.
Our moon doesn't have a name. It's
Luna.
Called the moon. Yeah, it's called the moon.
Luna.
The moon.
I'm asking a real moon question. Moon. What the fuck is the forest moon called?
Of Endor.
Of Endor.
Of
no.
Endor.
No, Endor is the planet.
Of Endor.
You're saying of Endor, that's why you don't have fucking moon naming rights.
That's the...
You're out. You're out of that universe. You're not allowed to go and play in the land of Star Wars.
Of Endor.
You're stuck in, like, what's the one? Not Star Trek, but the other one that people like.
Firefly?
No, because Firefly's really good.
Yeah, I love
Firefly. I haven't watched Firefly. People have such a hard-on for fucking
It's good. It ain't that
I still
good.
Haven't seen
it's
that.
It's a show that totally should have fucking had.
You know,
I haven't watched
though.
It,
shit, right?
But they want they it should. To be brought yeah, back so hard. And it's not going to be nearly as good.
Well, because Joss Whedon is not going to direct it.
Yeah, he's that... busy making billions of dollars doing other things.
Well, no, I mean, he's done with Marvel,
now.
So I mean...
Yeah.
He's done with Marvel.
Well.
Yeah, he is done with Marvel.
Yeah, after Age of Ultron, he was done. Which, granted...
Wasn't good.
Wasn't that great. I mean, it was good, but it wasn't great.
I guess.
But... No, well, okay, so what we
did... There's nothing I remember out of that movie that was decent.
I remember just
it was
Silver dying.
It was fun for a minute, but like it was super.
And his one line after, like
yeah.
even after,
you didn't see that coming.
Because
like,
it was like the whole fucking movie was one lines, just boom, 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 boom. Yeah. And then one line I remember is,
language.
"Oh, I should have saw that coming." Like,
yeah, and then it ends, and you're just like, "Didn't see
wow.
that coming."
That's
no.
Although the language was a great one, though. Like, I don't know, are you okay with that, Rogers? Really, guys? Right now, in the
yeah.
middle of almost dying,
it made fun of him the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
That made me feel close to that.
Yeah. I will say it was the one perk of Age of Ultron was that it was the pro-con, you could tell, like, dialogue, it seemed like they didn't know where to go with it, so they were like, let's just make it 2.5 hours of running jokes. Like, I felt like
it was
lazy.
That was kind of it, yeah.
It just felt lazy, and I'm not trying to be like, in a mean way, but script-wise, that's lazy writing. They're funny, they're one-liners, and they all pay off. But when 90% of your script is a running joke.
I did like Ultron going in and fucking with Jarvis.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, no, that was cool.
You know, I need you. I need you dead.
Yeah, he totally says not. He totally does like Inglourious Basterds. Just shh. Just let it happen. Just take the blade. Just take the blade. He's like, don't. You could stop. I would really appreciate it, fucker. And he was like, I don't like this. Please stop. And it's like watching a British guy getting raped. Please, please, I don't want your penis in my mouth. I don't. Like, that's basically what Jarvis sounded like. Yeah, he goes, why would you do this to me?
Thank you, sir. I may have enough.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. And then he goes all Vision.
Or, oh, what a lovely tea party.
Yeah,
there
right
go.
There.
Oh, that's fucking British right there. So, okay, Chandra, what was yours? Do you agree with Empire?
Empire, yeah.
Okay, all right. So you're... Episode 1. I don't even want to call it.
You don't even get Empire.
He did that
you
to fuck with
one.
You.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's Empire Strikes Back.
It's Empire.
But why? Other than it's so
like, but I also like
emo.
New Hope, like almost just as much. So like, I like New Hope a lot.
New Hope's good, but it's
well,
not
yeah, no, because I mean, it entered like 1977.
Yeah.
Like, fucking I could only
70s up here,
and I'm not talking about the remastered bullcrap.
No, CGI, please.
Yeah, Han shot first.
Yeah, fucking.
That's what made that fucking
that.
Great.
That's
because
CGI
Han's
stuff.
Supposed to be the good guy. He's still murder motherfucker. So
he's a fucking
I'm
a mercenary,
you know
but
I could see the argument. I'm gonna have to disagree. I think having Guido shoot first makes Han a better character.
Why?
Because when it happens, because
he reflexes
that Han is so skilled. that he's still the bounty hunter. He's still like that smuggler that he's like.
He wasn't a bounty hunter.
No, but I'm saying he's as a smuggler, he's still getting shot at. He's so used to that lifestyle that when having Guido shoot first, it would be like
Greedo.
It's like having ninja skills catch him.
When the Italian space monster attacks him, and he just goes in like the original one, Han shoots first, right? And you're like, oh wow, Han's a cold-blooded son of a bitch. Cool, whatever. I think he's more badass if he just goes, boom, like he's so skilled dealing with this type of situation.
You're thinking that it just goes
boom. Like that skill to me. That would you rather have Batman throw the batarang first versus getting shot? Or
no, because Batman's always prepared to do shit.
No, but so is Han Solo.
He already unbuckled his.
He had his gun.
He unbuckled.
I'm saying
this is so great. I love this nerdgasm.
All right, if it were Batman,
yeah,
across would be a fair one. Just Deadshot. Ooh. Batman against Deadshot. They're sitting across from each other at a table, right?
All right, yeah, yeah.
That plays out.
But
that
Deadshot's whole scene, kind of an anti-hero in the first.
No, place. But yeah. But and so, is a bounty hunter though. A bounty hunter is not good or evil. They're neutral.
Solo
evil.
Is not a fucking bounty hunter.
No, I'm saying as Greedo goes, Deadshot is Greedo. So they're across from each other.
Okay.
Would you rather have Batman throw the batarang first, or be the goddamn Batman? And as he goes to get shot, because Deadshot never misses, right?
Yeah.
Miss. Because he's the goddamn Batman, and he goes boom with the batarang.
Yeah.
What's cooler? Well, I'm being for real,
yeah.
And I'm not trying to play the Batman
how,
love.
That's how Batman fucking
no,
works.
No, so is Han Solo. No, Han Solo is Batman.
No,
with the
Han Solo. Okay, does Han Solo sound like Batman? No,
because Batman sounds like Batman. Like Batman. Han Solo. Yeah, Han Solo. He must have friends. Yeah. Where's the bomb, Chewie? Where's the bomb?
Where's the trigger?
But I'm just saying, in terms of a character, in terms of badassness,
super badass.
The way we all view Han Solo.
Like, Han Solo is the badass of the series.
And Batman is the badass of DC.
He's,
so,
he's one of the badass of the series.
Yeah.
I know you're going to fucking cry about it, but Boba Fett.
But I'm not going to cry about Boba Fett. Boba Fett's amazing.
Him. Nope. Him. Nope.
You don't like Boba Fett?
I didn't say it like Boba Fett. Boba Fett's overrated.
Boba Fett
don't bring in the books. Justin was about to do. No. Justin was about to go. The books, man. Read the books. If we go traditional continuity of six films, we're counting the three because he is in them. Well, really? In two,
yeah, because he had maybe 12 minutes of screen time. I'm aware of this.
Oh, wait. Do you know fucking by minutes?
It's like something like
yeah, that. Yeah, it's God, something like 12.
This is an argument we've
that's
had
the
more
first
than
time
once.
I'm ever going to fucking say that.
We've had this argument a few times.
Yeah.
Boba Fett is cool. He looks badass.
Yes,
he's a strong, silent type.
Right?
What the fuck does he do? Is he the reason why Han Solo's put in carbonite? No, Vader. Vader straight up goes, magic hands, bitches. And then they... We got you, Han Solo. And Boba Fett's just standing there. He shot two times, missed, and then they're like, stormtroopers stopped him. They then take him.
That's no, true.
That's it. And then in the third one, he's minding his own space business, hanging out with Jabba because he's got his fucking property.
Yeah.
Right? And then what happens? He falls into the Sarlacc pit. That is it. I don't care what the books say. I don't give a fuck how that happens. That's the fucking end of it.
I would say you just watch the movie, but they already canceled the movie.
But that's all they do.
Yeah.
They put on Han Solo now.
Yeah. They're doing that in some Rogue One. Rogue One and Han Solo.
Oh, I knew they were doing Han Solo, but...
But I'm saying, that's it. Yeah. Boba Fett is only as cool... He is the character that is badass in our imagination. Like, you look at him and you see his battle-torn armor, and you're like, he probably fought Space Jesus. Like, he has that look that he's gone through.
Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, it's true.
I'm not hating on the guy, but I'm just saying, his screen time... Come on, Princess Leia's done
more.
Okay,
you want to
play badass?
Okay, so
Princess Leia kills like 50 fucking stormtroopers. Chokes out Jabba the fucking Hutt. Basically the Don Juan of outer space.
No, he was the fucking Don. Yes, we understand that. But
she's the badass.
Think of the Dark Knight.
We should
the Joker.
Put this
all right?
Like continue.
To be continued?
Continued. Oh. Because we're at time.
Aww. Well, at least let him make his...
We have another podcast to go
in. How long did the Joker in the Dark Knight have? And he was amazing.
Okay.
All right.
You're not going to win this fight with him.
I'm saying okay.
But no.
Yeah. Not an example of you.
The thing like is,
okay.
We're going to end this when I'm done talking. It'll be great. So we can have the argument after the podcast. All but right. See,
all right. You
I
can
win
say
it
car then.
And then episode 2, we have a week to prepare for our arguments.
We're supposed to do it right now, aren't we? Or are you guys going to go?
Oh, he's got to watch some wrestling stuff.
With John Cena! It's already started. Trey just texted me. He's like, where the fuck are you? SummerSlam.
Oh. Don't hit play.
So yeah. Are you going to be out for the next podcast then?
No, he's going to watch the first hour, and I'm going to watch it after. There's a play pause button. You can just rewind it. I'm gonna do the podcast.
I'm just making sure. I'm just
because you want to continue the debate. And I'm way
I
down.
I kind of do. I kind of do. All right, you know what?
We'll save it. Car.
Car.
Car. Your mother.
Slave one.
This episode is brought to you by Flamin' Joe's. Surprise, surprise. You been to Flamin' Joe's yet? I mean, good for you for finishing the podcast and then going to Flamin' Joe's. But the podcast is over. What are you waiting for? Just Flamin' Joe's.
No.
Go. You keep hearing me and Kathy do the fucking ads because the other three are supposed to write an ad for you and they don't. They're a bunch of fucking bums.
Oh, we'll get on it, bro. Oh, homework. I got shit in life. I got important things to do.
Like work at Flamin' Joe's. Make you win. And whatever Robert does. Janitor. Motherfucker. So get your ass to Flamin' Joe's. Bunch of wings. Bunch of beer. Football.
What? There's no other better way to spend your day on a hot summer day. Go fuck yourself, Justin!